94.3 The Shark, everything that rocks. We are here with our mental health, Tracy Cardello, and as the world seems to get more complicated. Tracy, we've been doing this now for over a year and a half, and I was hoping like at some point things would quiet down, but it seems like every other day it's been a roller coaster. Some days are quiet, some days are tumultuous. Well, this entire range of emotion is tumultuous, but in a world where you can't control the outside unpredictability, how do you rely on yourself to stay in your lane?
Well, I don't know that we've ever been able to control the outside, right? Like, we're always sort of in this position where we're struggling to make sure that we can maintain homeostasis regardless of what's on the outside. And I think that's sort of always been true, even though it's very true for us now. And this is kind of an unfamiliar territory for us. So I always come back to the same things, right? Connect with people that make you feel better, right? Prepare a routine for yourself that allows you to feel some structure and some control over your life, right? Even if that's something as simple as making your bed in the morning, writing out a journal, doing some meditation, or just, you know, having some hot tea and sitting quietly for a few minutes while you plan your day. It's things that keep you structured and allow you to reconnect with yourself are really important.
For those that have issues being alone, such as myself, who have always hated the sound of silence, do you recommend a certain amount of alone time, quiet time for everybody?
Always, right? And I think, you know, you're certainly not alone. A lot of people can't stand to be by themselves, can't stand silence, can't stand whatever thoughts come up. I think that's one of the most important things that we can do is get comfortable with our own inner silence and the space in between. That's the only place where you're ever able to grow as a person.
Are we, as a society, losing our touch on the importance of mental health? Are we losing sight on the importance of mental health?
It's hard to paint that with a very broad brush like that, right? Because on the one hand, I think we're destigmatizing and we're talking about mental health more than ever before. Sometimes we're talking about it from a very victimized perspective. Other times we're talking about it from a more empowered perspective, which is where I think that therapy should go, right? I think that's the most important thing, is empowering people, not sort of reminding them or bringing them back to victimhood. And, you know, in a certain regard, you know, we're always sort of thinking about the past and what's happened to us and trying to put it in perspective for the future, right? But there should be an end goal of empowerment there at some point.
Well, it's funny that you say the victimization, because I do believe that we should be talking about moving forward together. But all I hear, and to me, there's a difference between working through your issues and complaining about them. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to even talk about this because immediately I could be painted as insensitive or this or that. But I feel like we've lost the line between where you need to reach out for help and where you need to pick yourself up.
Yeah, I mean, certainly there's no shortage of people who want to criticize whatever is said. You know, so there are definitely going to be some people that disagree with this. And, you know, a lot of therapy is dragging up the past,
right,
and thinking about yourself and in whatever context that means to you. And some people are victimized, right?
But to your therapist, not to Facebook.
Well, yeah. But, you know, when you're first learning these concepts, it's hard not to spread them out, right? And so, you know, what starts in therapy becomes very broad. And then hopefully it's sort of comes back together into something that is metabolized and that you can understand and use for your own personal growth.
We're on the line with our mental health professional, licensed clinical social worker, Tracy Cardello, in what seems to be the most bizarre time, at least in our history. Now, Tracy, you've sat with clients, patients of various ages and generations. Do you see a difference between the mental health struggles of this generation and those in the past, considering what's going on?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, older populations are still really, they sort of functioning under the limiting beliefs that they grew up under, right? That this is, we don't air our dirty laundry. We don't talk about these things with other people. Some things are just private, right? That it's somehow disloyal to people. And, you know, don't forget, I mean, betrayal trauma is about the people that you're supposed to be able to trust hurting or betraying you in some way and causing injury to you. So it just makes sense that there's a lot of confusion and a lot of pain that goes in with tearing those things down and re-understanding them.
Our friend, licensed clinical social worker Tracy Cardello, is with us. You have been a very big fan of the tapping techniques and muscle testing. And what are some of the other holistic approaches to mental health that we might not know about, that we might want to look into or Google?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, energy psychology is sort of a very broad term, and it includes things like tapping. Now, it also includes, right, and so tapping focuses on meridians. There are techniques that focus on chakras. There are techniques that focus on the biofield, which is the area around the body, all in the service of energy psychology, you know, and bringing a person's energy fully back into alignment, body, mind, and soul.
I know that it's always going to be a work in progress, right? There's never you're in alignment and then forever you'll be in alignment, right? Everybody has to work on it all the time. But what are some indicators that you're on the right track?
You feel consistent, right? Like you're able to get the things that you want because there's no inconsistency. You're not splitting your energy in any kind of way. So if you want the relationship, you're able to get the healthy relationship. If you want to make more money or get a better job, you're able to sort of manifest that because your energy isn't split, right? And so that's a good sign of alignment.